ceremony. They are beautiful ceremonies, and let us remember the purpose of the 40 hours, which is based on the approximate time that our Lord's body remained in the tomb from the time he died on Good Friday until he rose from the dead on Easter Sunday morning. That's the reason for the number 40. But the purpose of it is to give thanks to our Lord for his presence, to make atonement for those that do not love and do not honor our Lord, and of course to ask for the graces we need. We should remember, especially during the time of the exposition, that it should be quiet around the church so that those who are in the church adoring our Lord will not be distracted by sounds from without. And I wanted to read a little section from, this is Pope Pius the 12th. No, I'm sorry, this is Pope Clement the 8th, when he wrote about the 40 hours. Pray for the Holy Catholic Church that the clouds of error may be scattered and the one faith may be spread throughout the world. Pray that sinners may enter into themselves, that they may not be overwhelmed in the stormy ocean of their crimes, but may be saved from drowning by the plank of penance. Pray for the peace and unity of kings and all Christians. Pray that the enemies of our faith, who in the heat of their presumptuous fury threaten slavery and devastation to all Christendom, may be crushed by the right hand of Almighty God. So this is what one pope wrote several hundred years ago as the purpose of the 40 hours. I also wanted to mention here the fact that there is granted by Holy Mother Church a plenary indulgence that may be gained on each of the 3 days of the exposition for visiting our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And it's similar to the totius quotius indulgence in November, and that is that by praying 5 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees in honor of our Lord, and then adding another set, Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, for the needs of our Holy Mother Church, you may gain a plenary indulgence. And again, that's once a day on each of the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that we have the exposition. It is a wonderful time of grace. Let us all be sacrificial in spending extra time before our Lord, maybe giving up some time that you would like to spend doing something that you enjoy doing, to give some time to spend extra time with our Lord. He is there in the tabernacle for us day and night. All throughout the year, our Lord is there in the Blessed Sacrament. And of course, we are busy. We all have our duties to fulfill. But this is a time when we should spend extra time just with our Lord, adoring him, as the Pope said here, making reparation for sin, praying for the conversion of sinners, and praying for our own needs. And in particular, let us also pray for an increase of our love and devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. He is forgotten, he is neglected by the vast number of men. So many who don't believe he is there, but even others, Catholics, who know it, but neglect to spend time with our Lord, neglect him in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us make atonement for that and ask for the grace that we will increase in our love and devotion for our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. He loves us so much. He gives us his own body and blood in Holy Communion, and he remains on the altar because of his desire to be with us. Pray that we also may grow in our desire to be with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.